This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Titanic, we all know, is the global economy, appears to be moving along at full speed. But signs of sea ice are dead ahead. The first alarm bells have been sounded from several economists that know to look for the most subtle signs of danger of a global economic collapse.
We have a bubble around the world in demographic spending, which keeps declining in more countries. And we can predict this by country. Japan was the first to peak, and then the U.S., and now Europe. But we also have the greatest debt bubble in modern history, 2 to 4 times what we've seen back in the roaring 20s, last time we had a debt bubble. And all we need, like in 2008 with the subprime crisis, is a trigger to cause this debt bubble to reset and deleverage, or what I call a financial detox.
And when you go south of the border, even below Mexico way, it's currency crisis after currency crisis, commodity crash after commodity crash. Current events form future trends. What happened yesterday over in Brazil? Well, they had a wonderful time. About 500,000 people turned out to protest against the government. How come? Well, they're in a recession. Inflation is skyrocketing and the currency is plummeting.
Is the economy moving? The Baltic Dry Index has hit a new low. The Baltic Dry Index is the assessment of the price of moving all of the globe's major raw materials by sea, including commodities like coal, grain, and iron ore. Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge reports, "Last week I received news from a contact who is friends with one of the biggest billionaire shipping families in the world. He told me they had no ships at sea right now because operating them meant running at a loss. Commerce between Europe and North America has literally come to a halt for the first time in known history. Not one cargo ship is in transit in the North Atlantic between Europe and North America. All of them, hundreds, are either anchored offshore or in port. Nothing is moving. It is a horrific economic sign, proof that commerce has literally stopped. The very Chinese shipyards supplying the needed vessels to transport the world's raw materials are going bankrupt due to the struggling economies across the globe. According to Global Times, experts have said that half of China's shipbuilding enterprises will go bankrupt in the coming years. Other signs of a sinking ship? Graham Summers of Zero Hedge reports that the bursting of the bond bubble has begun. The bond bubble was close to $80 trillion in size going into 2008. Globally, the bond bubble has grown by more than $20 trillion since 2008. Today, it is north of $100 trillion, with an additional $555-plus trillion in derivatives. Globally, over 50% of all corporate bonds are now junk.
In the UK, you have the ability to sell the same bond an infinite number of times. In the United States, you're limited. You can't sell the same bond an infinite number of times. You can sell it a few times and claim that it has a collateral value. But in the UK, and this is why all of the major banks and all the major countries, treasuries, outsource their fraud to the UK. This is why the UK is responsible for the Lehman collapse, the AIG collapse, the Bernie Madoff collapse, the London Whale from J.P. Morgan collapse, because everyone outsources their fraud to the U.K., because the U.K. is where you can commit egregious, fraudulent financial behavior.
The Dow Jones has lost 1,500 points in 10 days and still has a lot further to fall. The fragility of the markets are worse than pre-2008. One minor trigger could send the globe into, at the very least, yet another major recession. Regardless, Obama will hear none of that.
Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Thank you. the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 15th day of January, 2016. This is a big broadcast lined up today. David Knight's going to be in with a roundtable discussion with Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, Darren McBreen popping in from the other studio with some of the Twitter comments and InfoWars.com comments and Facebook comments from last night, taking your phone calls. We have several guests joining us today as well, dealing with the debates, dealing with the imminent fall, we hope, of Hillary Clinton as all of her lies and corruption begin to come out, dealing with so much. But before we get into Cruz walking into that powerful left uppercut of Trump on insulting New Yorkers, before we get into the whole natural-born citizen issue that both of them, frankly, have under a very strict interpretation of the Constitution, that's Trump and Cruz. And I've always thought that way. His mom's born in Scotland, too, so it really gets interesting from that point out. David Knight's going to be breaking that down as well. But I want to start with a special report that we aired in that first little segment that some stations don't carry by John Bound, Global Economy Dead in the Water. It's 5 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. I'm going to tweet it out right now at Real Alex Jones in case you didn't hear it or see it. I mean, this global economy is melting down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 400 plus points today. That's almost 2,000 points the last 2 weeks since the new year began 15 days ago. So this is engineered. We told you it was coming. We told you the derivatives were bigger than they'd ever been. We told you the big banks were already positioning themselves, buying up gold at record levels while saying you shouldn't buy gold. And I'm not saying, you know, gold's the best thing in the galaxy anyways. What I'm saying is they're hoarding it while telling you not to have it, which is a hedge against collapse, so you have something. The world has never been this leveraged. Different numbers are out there, but we're reportedly leveraged many times more than Weimar Republic or even Zimbabwe when it comes to derivatives. So I'm not here glooming and dooming, but I'm watching CNN, I'm watching Fox News this morning while I'm on the elliptical, while I'm exercising, just kind of watching the closed captioning at the gym. And it was pretty much all about the debate or all about cultural stuff and really not much about what's happening with the economy. They would just mention it in the background. Well, the Dow Jones is down 400 plus points, and John Bowne's report on Infowars.com goes over that. Dow falls 400 points as oil weighs. Fidelity Stealth Bear could see big turnaround. So they're acting like this wasn't seen coming. Here's another headline from CNBC. This is not 2008. It's actually worse. What have all of our experts and what have I been saying the last 2 years? This will be worse than 2008 because it's by design, just like 2008, to get more banker bailouts, more funding, more global government, more bank regulations against banks the globalists don't control, against mutual funds they don't control, against businesses they don't control in the financial market. The financial market has been consolidated since 2008 over 80%. I mean, that's in the news. They have taken it over. The big corrupt robber barons that ran this whole show are the ones using regulatory systems to come in and take over everything. They're trying to take down local banks. They're trying to take down credit unions. They are. I mean, I talked to credit union heads. I talked to bankers. I've read the Texas Banking Association head back in 2009. You know, it read like Alex Jones wrote it. It's a foreign takeover. Banks, they did this. They're now shutting us down, not letting us lend. This will kill lending to real businesses. And now the big banks, you notice, don't lend to small businesses like they did, even when you have good credit, because they got all the free money they want. They went beyond fractional reserve banking. So that's the big issue. Now, David Knight and others are going to be coming in, breaking down all the different angles of this. And then I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be doing a live report tonight as well. I've got major stories I'm working on, and I'll be popping in. But the time we have till we go to break here, I want to start then getting into some of these clips. And the most important one is Trump saying, I am angry. I am angry. Well, of course, he has a right to be angry. And the media and Obama act like it's weird to be angry. They've got all their surrogates out spewing racism, division, civil war, class envy, gender war. But then he gets up there and says, can't we all just get along? Can't we all just be buddies, a la Rodney King? This is how he appears to rise above it. But people see through his surrogates and others. And of course we should be angry. That's why Trump's successful. He's angry. He's off the cuff. People are sick of scripting. That's all I ever told Rand Paul to do, to stay at the lead, was to be, you know, real, populist. That's why I'm successful. Because I'm real. I'm populist. Well, even if you're not that, but you're a patriot, people need to see you get more down in the trenches. And that's lessons for everybody. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. Trump, I'm angry because our country is run horribly.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, in her response to the State of the Union address, appears to choose sides within the party, saying Republicans should resist, quote, the siren call of the angriest voices. She confirmed she was referring to you, among others. Was she out of line? And how would a President Trump unite the party?
Okay. First of all, Nikki this afternoon said I'm a friend of hers, actually a close friend. And I, wherever you are sitting, Nikki, I am a friend. We're friends. That's good. But she did say there was anger. And I could say, oh, I'm not angry. I'm very angry. because our country is being run horribly. And I will gladly accept the mantle of anger. Our military is a disaster. Our health care is a horror show. Obamacare, we're going to repeal it and replace it. We have no borders. Our vets are being treated horribly. Illegal immigration is beyond belief. Our country is being run by incompetent people.
All right, let's stop there.
Yes, I am angry.
Everything he said is true except the incompetence. They put incompetent people in the low levels and mid levels who will just follow the computer programs basically and do what they're told and not question. But at the top, this is by design. The globalists write books about it. They brag about it. They're taking over the planet with economic warfare. But great job. And I would say, great job to Fox Business. They did the opposite of CNBC. CNBC got skewered by nasty questions, by twisting things, by being petulant, by being arrogant. Both of the commentators, both of the questioners were respectful. They did a great job. And I'm not defending mainstream media. They just did a great job. Still, a lot of the debate was academic because most of those Republicans won't actually do what they say they're pushing. They're known for being total flying around in the wind like a weather vane. I saw a political commercial where Rubio's a weather vane flip-flopping, you know, spinning in the wind. That's absolutely true. And so are the others, other than people like Ted Cruz and folks like Rand Paul. They have not flip-flopped. They've changed a few issues here and said why they did, but overall they've been very, 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 very steady. But this is really all about the fact that everybody's watching the Republican debates, while meanwhile the Democrats hide them on the weekend during playoff games because they don't want you to hear Hillary and don't want you to hear Bernie Sanders and hear all the socialism and hear all the tyranny and hear all the anti-gun stuff. They're hiding them. That's really the big issue here. That's what has to be dealt with here. Now, I'm not going to get to the Ted Cruz clip, but he comes out and says, look, I'm, you know, New York, we all know, liberal, pro-abortion, you know, gay marriage. We know what New York is. Conservatives don't really come out of there. And he's trying to play to the South. I don't think Cruz really understands the South and the West and stuff. Okay? Northerners love Southerners. Southerners love Northerners when it comes down to Americana. Southerners love Trump. I get the fact that you can't really trust somebody who's been up in the elite of New York. If he would have said Trump's from the elite of New York, he's been for Hillary before, he just doesn't have a history, we don't know what we're getting. What he says sounds great, but with me, you know what you're going to get because of my track record. I mean, I like Ted Cruz. He's great. The problem is that he walks into things and he just really let Trump tear him up. And then here's Trump's response to him talking about New York. I would have said, you know, I think you're part of the New York elites that feed on the great people of New York. That's what New Yorkers really think, instead of what he did. Let's go to part of this clip from Trump as we get ready to go to break. Here he is responding to Cruz, quote, insulting New Yorkers.
So conservatives actually do come out of Manhattan, including William F. Buckley and others, just so you understand. And just so if I could, because he insulted a lot of people, I've had more calls on that statement that Ted made. New York is a great place. It's got great people. It's got loving people, wonderful people. When the World Trade Center came down, I saw something that no place on earth could have handled more beautifully, more humanely than New York. You had two 110-story buildings come crashing down. I saw them come down. Thousands of people killed. And the cleanup started the next day, and it was the most horrific cleanup probably in the history of doing this and in construction. I was down there, and I'd never seen anything like it. And the people in New York fought and fought and fought, and we saw more death and even the smell of death. Nobody understood it, and it was with us for months, the smell, the air. And we rebuilt downtown Manhattan, and everybody in the world watched, and everybody in the world loved New York and loved New Yorkers. And I have to tell you, that was a very insulting statement that Ted made.
Well, I mean, it's what Democrats would do, and I'm not attacking Ted Cruz, but divide and conquer.
And I'm not attacking Cruz. It's just that's why he got torn up. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Roundtable discussion coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've expanded it by an hour. We're broadcasting all over the country. A lot of great stations. Yesterday, AM and FM affiliates actually carried the nightly news. I didn't think of that. Get radio to carry the TV. But that is happening.
By the way, if you want to subscribe to see InfoWars at Nightly News, the films, the special reports, a lot of big events we put out to everybody, a lot of them we can't because the bandwidth will bankrupt us. You get 6 months free when you sign up in the month of January. We always do this for the first few weeks of January, to PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to encourage everybody to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. That ends Monday, 6 months free, 20 people can use it. So a lot of specials are ending today. We have the 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select, super high quality, storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply and InfoWarsStore.com and a lot more. I'll tell you more about that later. Let's go ahead and get back into the debate. And David Knight has some really good points on this. And I'll tell you, talking to David Knight, he likes Rand Paul because he knows he's more consistent. He also likes Cruz, but doesn't trust him for a few reasons, like Goldman Sachs connections, CFR, things like that. Hey, I don't care. As long as you've been part of the power structure and come over and join us and vote right and filibuster and fight for the Second Amendment, Darth Vader, you know, destroys Palpatine at the end. And there's historical cases, you know, Saul fighting against, you know, corruption and becoming a Paul. But trust but verify. I know Paul's the most steadfast, but he can be influenced and try to be too gentlemanly. He's not perfect either. Cruz, I think, is probably the smartest when it comes to politics and actually how things work. On business, it's Trump. I think Trump wants to really, for this country and his own ego, wants to save America. He said the right thing. He said, I don't care about my company. I'll hand it over to good managers and stuff. You know, if I win the presidency, that's the big issue. So he was point blank about that, saying all the right things, not apologizing for saying we've got to shut off, you know, the Muslims coming in until they're vetted. Because they're not being vetted. That's the issue. That's totally common sense. Even Louis Farrakhan agrees with him on that. But we're going to get, coming up in the next segment with David Knight, and he's going to honcho this, into the Constitution, Section 1, Article 2, Clause 5, what it really means. And the truth is, Obama really wasn't eligible if his dad was really from Kenya. But the truth is, they were hiding all that. His dad was really Frank Marshall Davis. The whole thing was a giant scam. It's open and shut. Dreams My Real Father on DVD at InfoWars.com. But separately, he's going to go over all that. And he's got a good point. I don't want to disqualify Ted Cruz. I don't want to do that. But I'm going to be honest with you. What Trump is saying is true. We have all these big lawsuits that have been announced will be filed next week. Multiple lawsuits have been announced by the Democrats and others. Trump was right. The word was already out as of debate time. They're going to sue to block Cruz. Now, that said, folks, you got to choose, because if you're going to say the Constitution, Bill of Rights can't be violated, Second Amendment, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, well, what about this area on the fact that when you go over it and the, quote, strict interpretation, you can't do it? And by the way, it's almost questionable. It's you know, here's the white, here's the gray, here's the black area. With Cruz, it's a little bit in the gray. With Obama, it was way over in the, you know, dark gray. With Trump, it's in the edge of gray, almost, you know, not as far as Cruz questionable, but, you know, he's where the white starts turning gray because his mother, born in Scotland. And we're going to break down the reason for this letter. I'm going to shoot a special report for the Nightly News on it as well. The Austrian-Hungarian Empire, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the British, others, they were always sending their princelings and others into business and stuff into democratizing countries 250, 300 years ago, right around the time we were founded, 240 years ago. And they were actually taking countries over in the electoral process because of their money, their slickness, and everything. And it was a new form of conquest. So we were worried about that. There are some areas that you could actually argue maybe were outdated. I mean, Americans aren't going to vote for a foreigner anyways. But I'm sorry, you know, I'd rather just keep it all the way it is than let them get in there and start taking parts of it out. I mean, I think I trust Ted Cruz. I think he should be able to, you know, be president. I believe he wants to be American. He hates communism. I buy all that. It's just the Constitution is the Constitution. We're going to be looking at that. Now, finally, as we go to break here, ladies and gentlemen, ending today, 30 to 40% off on InfoWars Select Storable Foods, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Go check it out. Get it today. We're going to break. God bless you all. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. We've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the nightly news, live reports, the special reports, all my films, ebooks, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv. We put out the daily radio show free with a video and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. But it is the members that are paying it forward and helping so many other people see the truth. And it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first, and then you can download it, share it with friends and family. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of this Friday, January the 15th, 2016. And as I'm looking at the tickers here, they're going down approaching 500 points down on the Dow. That's a little bit over 3%. 3.25% down on the S&P. The NASDAQ is down over 4%, 4.12%. So things are looking very bad economically. That will only bolster the case for a Donald Trump presidency, because I think that when you look at these people on the stage, I don't have any confidence based on what I saw. Are you going to choose Jeb Bush to do anything to understand what the situation is? And, of course, Walmart is now going to shutter 269 stores, 154 of them. In the United States, this is a story that was up on the Drudge Report. And I thought it was interesting when I read this. They said more than 95% of the stores set to be closed in the United States are within 10 miles of another Walmart. Understand what that's all about, because I've been in a business that's been competing against large Wall Street-financed multinational corporations. What they like to do. It's a very familiar pattern of competition, if you want to call it competition. It's predatory. These people who have unlimited amounts of money because they can float their stuff on Wall Street, and junk stocks, just like we've got the disconnection between our dollar and its true value with the Federal Reserve. They can float this money just like the federal government can get the Federal Reserve to print money. These guys can essentially print money by going onto Wall Street. And they can open up one giant Walmart after the other until they drive every mom and pop out of business. And that's what they have done. So now that they've done that, they're going to consolidate some of that. Nevertheless, we're seeing that there's shaky retail information. And, of course, the oil market, the price of oil is plummeting. It dropped down, finished below $30 a barrel. We have people who are saying that they're looking for another 10% decline. This is Larry Fink talking about this on NBC. He's BlackRock chairman, CEO. He said today that he thought stocks could fall another 10%, that oil prices could test $25 per barrel. I remember it wasn't that many months ago that everybody was saying, well, could they possibly go below $40 a barrel? Boy, that would be catastrophic to the oil market. Nevertheless, that is about to happen. And here's the other issue. We're going to have, if this continues to go through as it is, we're going to have Iranian oil coming on the market. One of the largest supplies of oil in the world is going to be coming online. That will only push down the oil even more. But here's the fundamental thing about the price of oil. It isn't just that there's a glut. The reason there's a glut is because demand has fallen. Demand has fallen because the economy is stopping everywhere. That's why you see Apple having Foxconn in China declare a holiday for their people there. Essentially, I'm assuming it's an unpaid holiday because of the slave wages. So they're going to essentially shut down their factory for a while, hoping that they can catch up to demand. And there are some issues with Apple's products not being as innovative as they used to be before. But that's just another example in general of how demand is falling. And it's not just the Foxconn factory that's making iPhones that is seeing soft demand. So this is something that is happening everywhere. Now, if you want to prepare for what may be a very severe situation, who knows what's going to happen? We see our government, and we've been saying this for a long time at InfoWars, we believe that one of the reasons you've seen this massive adventurism, even under a Democrat president like Obama, creating war after war after war, certainly there's the military-industrial complex profit motive. These people want to restart the Cold War because that is a massive profit center for them. You can make a lot more money fighting the Russians with bombers and intercontinental ballistic missiles and giant navies than you can if you want to try to fight an unconventional warfare. Nevertheless, the way they've put the war on terror, they've positioned it as a police state industrial complex where they want to go out and militarize our police to that level and put camera surveillance on every corner, multiple cameras everywhere, the capability to record and to analyze everybody's every movement, your activity-based intelligence, your geospatial intelligence, mapping the human domain. That's a lot of money they can make. But, of course, they're doing that as well as creating the foreign wars because if we have a massive economic meltdown, people are going to be angry. And one of the ways that you shift their anger is with a foreign war. And if you can't control that anger by shifting it to a foreign war, you can always hit them with the iron fist of a police state. So all that makes sense. Now, with all that in mind, one of the ways that you may want to prepare, and there's a great special that we have at InfoWars store today, that is 30 to 40% off our select storable food. And that is ending today, this special. For the next 24 hours only, we're giving you 30 to 40% off the retail price of all InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. All of these select foods have a shelf life of 25 years. They're made great. They're packaged in the USA, and they taste great. Food prices are going to go up around the world. Now is the time to start getting prepared. Get 30 to 40% off all InfoWars select storable foods at the InfoWarsStore.com for the next 24 hours only. Now, one of the things I think that came out of the debate last night, and Alex mentioned it, was the excellent performance. And let's say that, you know, it's a performance. That's what's going on at this point. There are some real issues and some issues that weren't talked about. And we're going to talk about those as well. But for most of these debates, that's the way they're evaluated. Going back to the first television debates, they look at performance. And when you look at that, I think Donald Trump did a masterful job last night, just from a performance standpoint. Even with the natural born citizen issue, he deflected that. He said, hey, it's other people that have this problem. I'll invite you as a vice president. I would not invite him as a vice president because it matters to me. And I'll tell you why it matters. This boils down to whether or not we're going to have a living constitution or whether or not we're going to have an originalist interpretation of the Constitution. In other words, are we going to look at the documents and go with what they say? Or are we just going to go with whatever the current dictator has to say, or stick our finger in the wind, or let the Supreme Court say it's going to mean whatever it says? Think about the fact that when you're looking at the term natural-born citizen, and they don't define it, they did not define the term militia either. Both of those terms meant something very specific to them. They felt that it was so well understood that it didn't need to be defined. And we're going to tell you what that definition is. But consider the fact that if you're going to let the definition of natural-born citizen just kind of float in the wind and be interpreted as anybody wishes, you're going to see them putting out the idea that the militia is the National Guard. I had valedictorian high school students who worked for me telling me that, and they were smart kids, but they had been thoroughly miseducated by the government schools to think that the militia was a National Guard, something that didn't come around until the early 20th century. No, they had a very clear definition of the militia. We can understand what that definition is. And I think this is a real important issue because it goes to the foundation of what are we going to have? Are we going to have the rule of law? Or are we going to be subject to the whims of whoever is the current dictator in office? And I think it's very important to have that discussion. And when I look at this, you know, if citizenship doesn't matter, if it really doesn't matter, then why don't we just have an H-1B visa president? Because as I looked at the stage, for me personally, I didn't see anybody there that I really want to have for president. Maybe we ought to open this up to people who are not citizens of the United States. Maybe Nigel Farage is available, or Lord Monckton, or Paul Joseph Watson. Maybe we could get one of them to come over here. Because they understand liberty, they understand freedom, they have a freedom orientation. I think they could read the Constitution and understand it, and I think they have the personal integrity that when they take the oath of office to be subject to the Constitution, which is our real king in this country, I think they would take it seriously. So let's just have an H-1B visa program, and we could make them citizens for 4 years while they're president, and then they could move on. Maybe we should do that. I think it's a very serious issue, and other people think it's a serious issue, too. Here's this article from Reuters. 1/4 of Republicans think that Cruz's birthplace disqualifies him for president. They say 1/4 think that he was born in Canada, so therefore he's not qualified as a natural-born citizen. Well, they would have that right. And the interesting thing is that it's about the same percentage with all voters, not just with Republicans. 27% of all voters, 28% of independents believe that. They say only 47% of voters surveyed responded thought that Cruz was qualified to be president with regard to his citizenship. Another 26% said they're not sure. So I'm going to talk to those 26% here in just a moment and tell you why I'm sure that he is not qualified to be president. And they go on to say, and this is what Trump said last night, I already know Democrats are going to bring a lawsuit. Let's play Alan Grayson. This was a comment that he made on January the 7th. And, of course, he didn't just discover this as Ted Cruz was speaking in the debate. He said, well, Donald Trump wasn't concerned about this back in September, and the Constitution hasn't changed. Well, you know, I was concerned about it. Alan Grayson was talking about it. Other people were talking about it back in September. The Constitution, he's right, doesn't change. And if Ted Cruz wants to run as a constitutionalist, then he owes it to us to not just play debating parlor tricks like he did, to say, well, Donald Trump is not qualified because his mother was from Scotland. Donald Trump's mother was an American citizen 4 years before Donald Trump was born. His grandfather immigrated in the 1880s. Donald Trump is a natural-born citizen. He's born in America of parents who were American citizens. Rubio is an anchor baby. He was born here before his parents were citizens. The parents cannot convey something they don't possess. And they could not convey natural-born citizenship to Marco Rubio when he was born. They weren't American citizens. So we have, out of the top three, as Drudge says, the top three candidates, according to his poll, he says a three-person race. out of those three candidates, the only one who's even a natural-born citizen is Donald Trump. And if you want to explain why you're eligible, Mr. Cruz, what you should do is you could explain to us, give us the benefit of your constitutional knowledge. You said you've argued cases before the Supreme Court. Tell us, instead of engaging in this kind of debate sophistry where you cast aspersion on it, the yardstick is not whether or not Donald Trump is a natural-born citizen. It's not whether or not Marco Rubio could run for office or Bobby Jindal. They can't. They're not eligible. Okay, they can run for office. They could get elected. But some of us are going to challenge them in court because the Constitution matters. Let's play that clip from Alan Grayson.
Well, it's a legitimate issue. You know, the Constitution says natural-born citizen also provides an age limit. So, for instance, Arnold Schwarzenegger clearly is not qualified or eligible to be president of the United States. Whether Ted Cruz falls on that side of the line or the other side of the line is a matter for the courts to determine, and there are legitimate arguments. He's made some legitimate arguments in his defense, and there are legitimate arguments made against that.
Do you plan to file a lawsuit?
Yes.
When would we see such a lawsuit?
If and when he becomes the nominee and tries to qualify for the ballot, and also potentially after he qualifies for the ballot. We have a statute that says that those claims can be made even after the election.
You understand? That's what Donald Trump was talking about. And so Donald Trump didn't want to press the issue of natural-born citizenship, but I think it does matter. When I look at this, I'm very disturbed because I don't believe that Barack Obama was eligible to be president based on what we knew at the time. As Alex said, he believes that his father was Frank Marshall Davis. Nevertheless, with the narrative that he's giving us, if we go by the fact that he says his father was a Kenyan citizen, that his mother was an American citizen, and that he was born in Hawaii. If you believe all of that is true, okay, let's just assume that that's the case. All right, he would not be a natural-born citizen because his father was not a citizen. But it's far worse than that with Ted Cruz because here's a situation where his father's not a citizen like Obama, and he's not born in America. And then the question as to whether or not his mother is an American citizen, see, the sophistry that he's engaged in is he shows his mother's birth certificate. The questions about his mother came up because she was on a Canadian voting registry. Now, there's no record that she voted in Canada while she was there. Nevertheless, the way they would do this, they would go door to door, like a census. They would talk to people. They'd say, are you here? Are you a Canadian citizen? All right, we'll put you on the roll. And so they listed both his father, who was a Canadian citizen, and his mother as being Canadian citizens. Nevertheless, it doesn't really even matter whether or not his mother was a citizen. That is not enough to make him a natural-born citizen. And as Alan Combs was talking to Alan Grayson on his program, Combs said, it's interesting to me that people who had a problem with Obama don't have a problem with Ted Cruz, who was literally born in another country and only recently renounced his Canadian citizenship after he became a senator. Well, you know, I do. I do have a problem with that. I've had a problem with that from the very beginning. Haven't spent a lot of time talking on it about it because he wasn't near the top. Now that he's near the top, we need to look at this and focus on this, especially because it goes to the fundamental issue of whether or not he believes in an originalist interpretation of the Constitution, or if he thinks it's a living document, or if he thinks that he's an exception to the Constitution. Like Barack Obama, that if he doesn't qualify and is not eligible, then he can just throw the Constitution under the bus for his own personal ambition. See, that's the real issue here. Now, Grayson went on to say, I don't know. He says the Constitution says natural-born Americans, so now we're counting Canadians as natural-born Americans? He says, look, even the anchor babies were actually born here. He doesn't even meet that qualification. And Combs says, right, and although I don't like the term anchor babies, it's been embraced by people like Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. He said Marco Rubio, who may in fact be one. I understand. Yeah, that's true. So Marco Rubio is an anchor baby. Ted Cruz is a Canadian. And we're looking at these guys as possibly running for president. Now, here's where a lot of this really picked up speed. And this is on Monday. The former law professor who taught Ted Cruz at Harvard, Lawrence Tribe, wrote an op-ed piece in the Boston Globe on Monday. And this is the title of it. He says, under Ted Cruz's logic, his own logic, he is ineligible for the White House. He said, people are entitled to their own opinions about what the definition ought to be. But the kind of judge that Ted Cruz says he admires and would appoint to the Supreme Court is an originalist. one who claims to be bound by the narrowly historical meaning of the Constitution's terms at the time of its adoption. To this kind of judge, to his kind of judge, Cruz, ironically, would not be eligible, because the legal principles that prevailed in the 1780s and 90s required someone actually be born on U.S. soil to be a natural-born citizen. Even having two U.S. parents would not suffice, and having just an American mother, as Cruz did, would have been insufficient at the time, because they made descent from the father decisive. Not from the mother, but from the father. Now, this is the key point here, even more so, besides that construct. And Alex touched on this when he said people were concerned about European intrigue. And yes, he says, but the narrow definition reflected 18th century fears of tyrannical takeover of our nation by someone who is loyal to a foreign power. Fears that no longer make sense. But the same could be said of the fears that a tyrannical federal army might overrun our state militias. Oh, okay. So he says, so are we going to look at the Second Amendment's right to bear arms as a historical relic, limit the right to bearing arms by members of today's state militias and National Guard? We would never have to worry about somebody imposing foreign values on our country by executive order, would we? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-328-9953. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-328-9953. 800-328-9953. That's 800-328-9953.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joined by economist as well as a commentary from Alex Jones coming up in the next hour about what is going on with the economy. And of course, as I'm looking at this, we've got the major markets in the United States down 3 to 3.5% across the board. Everyone is very concerned about what's going on. We see the Chinese economy plummeting. We see oil plummeting. Demand is plummeting. So we're up for some rough roads coming up. Alex is going to be talking to us in the next hour. He's got a special report that he's cut. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in the program, as well as Peter Schiff, about what's going to happen with the economy. Now, we've also got some articles up on Infowars.com. Noam Chomsky says Erdogan is aiding terrorists. Of course, that'd be the head of Turkey. And there was an interesting article about him, the same guy, Erdogan, in Turkey, the same guy who's been buying millions of dollars worth of oil a day from ISIS. You've seen the videos, if you watch our broadcast, of the massive caravan of oil being coming from ISIS-controlled territories and to Turkey. Well, he has arrested a dozen professors for simply signing a petition denouncing military operations against Kurds in the southeast part of the country. As they point out, even a joking reference comparing Gollum and Erdogan is enough to get you thrown in jail in Turkey. That's our ally, you know. Erdogan's our ally in Turkey, just like the guys who cut off 50 people's heads the beginning of the year. Happy New Year in Saudi Arabia. Let's kill all of our political opponents and just chop their heads off. They kill more people than ISIS, but those are our allies in the area. RT says Washington's new and improved plan for Syria is to have a Sunni stand, a safe zone for terrorists. I think that's a brilliant way to refer to that. Of course, we had Gary North years past who talk about the areas underneath Russia as chaos stand. And of course, one of the reasons it was chaos stand was because it was a policy of the United States government from the 1960s to use Islamic radicals to destabilize Russia, as they're using Islamic radicals to destabilize the West now. It is the same people. The people who are our government are doing that same thing. I think it's brilliant that Trump has rented an Iowa theater to show the movie 13 Hours for free to people. You know, this is a story, and we got an article up on Infowars.com that by Kurt Nemo says the real story of what happened in Libya will take down Hillary Clinton. Says, unfortunately, the film doesn't mention Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. It avoids politics. It steps around the real reason for the CIA mission in Benghazi, and that was to ship CIA arms from Libya to Syria. How about that? That's where it all began. It was going on there. And, of course, it's going to miss that. And this is going to be a very powerful movie because, you know, movies are visceral. As Stalin said, one death is a tragedy. A million deaths are just a statistic. If you watch a movie, then it becomes especially concerning, especially when you watch the death and by betrayal of heroes. And that's what we're going to see in this movie. That's what happened. But I think that the sad thing is that we've had a death and betrayal of our Constitution. We've had a death and betrayal of our nation, morally and politically. And, of course, I guess, you know, instead of it being a statistic, it's just going to be an historical footnote that America died when we ignored the Constitution thoroughly. And that's what I was talking about. That's the real issue behind what's going on with a natural-born citizen. And let me just read you one more quote before we move on to another subject. In 1868, when they wrote the 14th Amendment, many people take that out. One of the commentators there, one of the key authors, Senator Howard, who wrote most of the 14th Amendment, said, "This will not, of course, include persons who are born in the United States who are foreigners." How do you get born in the United States and be a foreigner? Well, that's because your parents aren't American citizens. Okay? So do some research. The Constitution matters. We can understand what it says. And if you're going to run for office and you're a constitutional scholar, so you're going to be originalist, explains that to us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.